QuickPack Fisheries Yukon River salmon buyers across the country can validate their purchases and track their fish from the river to the shelf, thanks to a traceability program that serves as a worldwide model. From KYUK in Bethel, Kyle Clayton reports.
Kwikpak is a relatively small fishery located in far-removed rural Alaska in the native village of Imonik. It buys its stock from small-scale Yupik commercial fishermen. Its fish travel long distances to get to buyers. And Kwikpak tracks that trip like an itinerary.
The fish has a story.
That's Robert Burmeister standing on a dock in Kwikpak. He works for Trace Register, a company Kwikpak uses to track data that tells that fish's story.
Maybe 25 chum salmon out of a particular area of 334-12. That area is geographically pinpointed in our system.
Everything about the fish is recorded, from when and how many salmon were caught, what section of the river the salmon came from, the gear used to catch them, to how they were processed.
And then eventually, if you go into Whole Foods in the lower 48, you can they have QR codes available that you can scan, and that particular lot of fish, you can see exactly where that fish came from.
Burmeister says Kwikpak is doing the job better than most other fisheries, and he works with companies from around the world, all the way from Ecuador to Thailand. Kwikpak Assistant Manager Judy Murdoch says the quality of Yukon River salmon distinguishes it from other fish.
We definitely want people to know that they're getting Yukon River salmon. And we had an incident where somebody in the lower 48 was advertising our fish as a fresh product in their case.
Fish fraud has become common practice throughout the seafood world. From 2010 to 2012, the International Ocean Conservation Group, Oceana, collected more than 1,200 seafood samples from retail outlets in 21 states. And after DNA testing, found that 33% were mislabeled, according to Food and Drug Administration guidelines. According to the FDA, cheaper fish are often substituted for a more expensive species. Someone might think they're tasting red snapper when they're really biting into rockfish. Chum salmon, the species Kwikpak primarily sells these days, is typically switched out with pink salmon. Although the FDA doesn't enforce regulations for traceability, National Fisheries Institute Director of Scientific Affairs Barbara Blackstone is working to create a national model for traceability that may act as a guide for the FDA. But those may be a long way off, and Blackstone says many large grocery companies already want the trace data.
And they're dead out serious about it. They want you to be able to prove it, and there's just no way you can do it except for traceability. So the incentive is already there for industry to do the right thing.
Kwikpak sells wild, stock, chum, and coho salmon to companies across the U.S. and the U.K. In Imonik, I'm Kyle Clayton.